Welcome to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. I am your host, Debbie Reed, Manager of Persistence and Outcomes. We are in week 8 of summer 2021 term. If you are a 493 student, you will be taking the VADI MedSurg assessment this week. Make sure you do the VADI pre-work before each assessment and check your messages daily from your VADI coach. Remember to complete the Dr. Khan questions each week. Only 1 week remains as you prepare for your pharmacology proctored and exit exam. If you need assistance, please reach out to Dr. Khan or to me. Delayed requests for assistance may result in late work completion and a need to redo the term. If you are a 480 student, you'll be taking the MedSurg proctored exam this week. Do not forget to complete the post-work for MedSurg and the pre-work for your maternal newborn capstone, which is due before class this week. You can do this. 2 weeks left and you move on to your last term. Please make sure you are preparing each week for class and reaching out to your professors for one-on-one tutoring and the NAS Hermi Barbieto if you are not achieving passing grades. For the rest of West Coast University who may be listening in, reach out early for help. Your instructor is conducting group and one-on-one tutoring, and you have the nursing academic specialist workshops and one-on-one sessions available. Take advantage of everything that we have to offer you. It is all set up for your success. This week's podcast is discussing how to reduce test anxiety, part 2, with nursing academic specialist Cindy Rolette. If you missed part 1, you can find it on the podcast site under events.
Welcome to part 2 of reducing test anxiety. Using behavioral relaxation techniques can help you get your mind and body in a state of relaxation. Being able to relax and clear your mind of all the worries and anxiety you feel will put you in a place where you can concentrate fully on your exam and bring your mind and body back into equilibrium. Relaxation techniques include deep breathing exercises, meditation, and yoga. Join me while we explore two of these techniques. Here is our first technique.
Hello, Earth citizens. In this video, I'll show you a 10-minute routine to do before a test or anything else that makes you anxious. It could be a presentation, before a big event, something where you have to expose yourself and show, and you feel vulnerable and you feel very anxious and nervous to do so. So if you're in that jittery state, like, oh, I have to perform well, I have to do well or else people will judge me. If you have all those thoughts running around, this is the perfect routine for you. So you're in your nerves, you're nervous, you're anxious. Please find a comfortable place to sit. Comfortable place to sit that's quiet where you can focus on you for 10 minutes. We will do a quiet meditation with positive affirmation, telling myself positive information, and also using the breath to calm down my brain waves. Your breath can be the key to scientifically lower your brain waves so you feel calmer. So we'll use the breath, and we'll also use positive affirmations to replace all the negative, crazy judgment, anxious thoughts that are running in your head. Replace those with positive, happy thoughts that calm you down. Are you ready? Find a quiet place. Close the door. Don't let anyone in. Okay? Quiet place. Please sit comfortably. Place your hands on your abdomen. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. And first, feel your body. I know you have a lot of nerves. I know you have a lot of thoughts. But feel your body. First, feel from the top of your head, scan your body downwards. So you're closing your physical eyes, but imagine you're opening your internal eye, your third eye, in between your forehead. Your physical eyes close, and as they close, your internal eye opens. Imagine your internal eye scanning your body from the top of your head, going down your face, neck, shoulders, chest, arms, abdomen, hip joints, thighs, knees, calves, ankles, to the bottom of your feet. Can you see your body? Can you feel your body? And now, where do you feel tight? When you're anxious, nervous, we get very tight in our neck and shoulders. Do your neck and shoulders feel tight? That's okay, just notice them. And now we're going to use the breath to calm our agitated brain. How you breathe is you breathe deeply into your abdomen through your nose. So you breathe in, imagine oxygen going all the way down to your belly. Hold it there for 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. As you exhale, exhale out from your abdomen, up and out through your mouth. Now as you breathe, imagine you're breathing a long, thin breath. So when you breathe in, it's like this. When you breathe out, slow and long, okay? Not like this. Slow and long, like. Hold it for 3, 2, 1, and then exhale like this. Are you ready? Let's do 10 deep breaths in and out like this. Hands on your abdomen, close your eyes, deep breath in through your nose. All the way to your abdomen, hold it there. 3, 2, 1, exhale out through your mouth. Until you have no more breath left. Again, breathe in. All the way to your abdomen and exhale. Until you have no more breath. That's 2. Breathe in. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. That's 3. Now if you got the hang of this, please close your eyes. Focus on the pattern of your breathing. Breathe in. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. That's 4. Breathe in. Sleepy, that's a good sign that your brain waves have calmed down. Notice your tense shoulders and neck. Did your shoulders drop down a little bit? Do you feel a general sense of calmness? Even if it's a little bit, do you feel something coming down like this? You're doing a great job. Let's do 4 more. Deep breath in all the way to your belly. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. Seven. Breathe in. Hold it. 3, 2, 1. Exhale. E two, one, exhale. One more time, breathe in. Hold it, three, two, one, and exhale. Keep your eyes closed. Keep your hands on your abdomen. And this time, let's say positive affirmations to yourself. Please repeat after me. Say these words out loud if you can. If you're not in a space where you can, then just say it to your heart, okay? My value is not determined by my grades. Beyond my grades, I am a human that is valuable, worthy, beautiful, capable, precious, and meaningful. My grades do not reflect me as a person. Only my character reflects me as a person. I can be someone with good grades and terrible character, or I could be someone with not so good grades, but excellent character. The value of me as a human being is determined by my character, my actions, my thoughts, and my words. Always remember, you are not your grades. You are not what your teachers tell you. You are not your expectations that are placed on you by society. I am an absolute being. My value is determined by my character. What actions, what thoughts, what words do I choose for myself and others? Place one hand over your heart. Repeat after me. I love myself no matter what outcome. I love myself no matter what outcome. I love myself no matter what outcome. I love myself because I say I love myself. I don't need anyone else to tell me. I love myself because I choose to love myself. I love myself no matter the outcome. Repeat that 5 times. I love myself no matter what outcome. 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 Now open your eyes and say out loud with me, I love myself no matter what outcome. Yay!
Okay, we're going to end this segment of reducing test anxiety with another technique that is one of my favorites. I want you to listen to this soothing music. We'll listen to it for a couple of minutes. Close your eyes and imagine you're in your favorite place. Let everything you are worried or stressed about melt away. Thank you. Isn't that calming? How do you feel? And that was only about 3 minutes. Imagine how you would feel after 15 or 30. Here are the resources that I use today. Thank you for joining me. Stay tuned for part 3, where I will discuss some simple test-taking strategies. See you next time.
Henry David Thoreau said, "What you get by achieving your goals is not as important as what you become by achieving your goals." You can achieve your goals in each class, on each assessment, and that will lead you to your ultimate goal of becoming an RN. Thank you for tuning in to West Coast University Los Angeles Operation Pass NCLEX. We will be back again next week with another new learning experience.